Hi there, thanks for calling Graham Jewelers. This is Justin. How can I help?
Hey, Justin, good afternoon. It's Garrett with RDI Diamonds. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. What can I do for you?
I'm looking for Nancy. I was told she was at this location today.
Yeah. Let me see if I can grab her for you. Give me one sec.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.
This is Nancy.
Hey, Nancy, it's Garrett, RDI Diamonds.
Hi. Hi.
Hi, hi, hi. How was your trip?
Very good. Yeah, we did all the things and made all the rounds, so yeah, it was good.
Excellent. I wanted to call and let you know thank you so much for selling that 114. I know it was a shoe, and I wanted to make sure that it was good. But I don't flippantly just ship diamonds, but when I looked at it, I'm like, I'm pretty sure they need
yeah.
a diamond. Here's the only thing. I can't get the original lab report from the guy I bought it from. I have a copy of it. I still have a lifetime trade on that copy, and I can make a nicer copy of it, but I want to make sure you get what you need for your customer because the AGS report was important. They still get trade because our policy is lifetime trade with the original lab report. It's not
yeah.
your fault that the original lab report is lost. Not kind of how I wanted to start our first sale together, but
yeah.
I can make it right by providing a copy, laminated copy, making a copy that's prettier. Regardless, the diamond is AGS certified. It is
great.
000.
Great.
I just want to make sure that you.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you can send that over to the Wyzetta store.
Just a copy of it? Or do you want me to make it
the
pretty?
Nicest copy. Yeah,
okay.
If you can make it pretty, send
yeah.
it over. And I don't know where they're at with that. Customer, because I've been out of the store for like 4 days now,
right.
So I can reach out. I'm just back in the stores today. I think they took care of it. I think it's getting done. But if you just send it over to there, I'll tell Gene and Tom to watch for it.
Perfect, awesome. And is there any news? I know that you guys were kind of in the midst of perhaps onboarding another vendor for diamonds. You're the conduit for diamonds for both stores, correct?
I am. So I'm basically for calls. What we're basically trying to do is diversify. Since I came aboard, they've been calling the same person a lot, and I'd like to diversify a little bit and make sure we're getting, you know, the best prices, best selection, all those things, right?
Right.
So,
yeah. So
yeah.
I'm familiar, I think. I know Chris had a really, really close relationship with this vendor, and I've actually never got to meet him, unfortunately. But what I'd like to do then is, I don't know if I've already done this, I'm going to either resend, make sure that you have access to our goods online, like an actual login.
Okay.
I don't even think you have a login to our inventory, so that would probably be step one.
That'd be great, yeah.
So I can do that.
Yeah.
That's just your email address as your username, and then I'm going to make it super cryptic and hard to remember, diamonds lowercase and plural is the password. I'll email you all that.
Okay.
But, like, there's certain things that we're not, like, a dollars and decimals company. We're not the cheapest in the industry. We're definitely not the most expensive. But it's the services I provide around my diamonds that make me the easiest and smartest to work with. So
yeah.
You just got back. I don't want to inundate you. If you've got time to chat about it and how our lifetime trade could actually help you, like, you know, make inventory purchases liquid, allow customers to come back and have to shop with you for upgrades. Like, there's a lot that we can do and why we're smart to work with. If it's about price and price alone, I'm not the guy. I have great deals on stuff, and I've got great diamonds that come through, but, like, I know I'm not going to be seen in the lowest 10% of goods on RapNet, but I know that I'm accurately graded. I come with, a high-quality product that I ship for free and have lifetime trade on.
I think I know kind of where RDI falls, but you're not my call. I happen to have a call right now for an assortment of, like, 6 or 7, like, Little Melly, like, cognac diamonds. Do you have – is that you guys? Not really you guys.
Is that a trend? Is that part of the desert trend, or do they just like the chocolate?
Well, I think the desert trend is starting a lot of conversations around that, you know, like we've got a custom design where she wants to use her diamonds, you know, her larger center diamond and then a couple little of her white diamonds and then scatter in some of the kind of pinkish brownish diamonds. Yeah. So I don't know if that's your call. It's just on my mind right now because we're going to have a call for those in a day or two.
That, I'm really half carat and bigger, but.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah, but I appreciate you asking. I do have Melly. I do it as a service. That, not competitive. You know what I mean? Like that you can definitely find better price. We offer it as kind of like the milk. We have some. But
sure.
We just acquired a large parcel of fancy and round desert diamonds in the C-scale, anywhere from 7 to 3. You know, like I don't know if anyone has actually identified what a desert diamond is other than brown.
No, it's
you know what I mean?
It's advertising. Advertising has decided what it is. Yeah.
All that is, right? Levion chocolate.
Yeah.
Right. But I have it, believe it or not. But
okay.
Like I just anything from like if you get a wild call, like I just supplied a old mine oval to a customer. Like they were like, I don't think you could find
cool.
it. I can. If it's not on our website, my pockets are deep and my arms are long, so like I have access.
Yeah.
So
okay.
If you need me to go on a chase, I'll chase.
Well, thanks so much, Garrett. I'll let the boys know about the certificate.
Yeah.
And kind of take it from there.
We have an in-house marketer that I'm going to have her make up a nice one. It's not something we do, but in this situation, it's really the only, it's an AGS, unless they send us the diamond back, and then GIA won't.
I know.
You know what I mean? So, but anyway, I'm going to email you real quick with that login info, but let me
know. Are they calling for the report on that?
No, but
has anybody,
we've
okay,
caught it.
So,
no one's called on the report,
yeah.
But
okay.
Like, but Lenny, he's in our accounts payable receivable. He also handles all of our reports, and he calls me up. Like, he's like, Garrett, I'm so sorry, but the guy we bought this from says he doesn't have the report. They can't find it. And I'm like, well, thanks for, you know, my first sale with Graham in a long
thanks
time.
Thanks for nothing. Right.
But
yeah, that's all right.
But we can. I have a copy of it at least. I'll email that to you, or I can email that over. But instead of just a, you know, literally just a white piece of paper printout, I'm going to see if they can make a nice something or other for the customer.
Thanks, Garrett.
All righty.
All right. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.